Ksubis, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Perek Nairish and Ispatito as a whole deals with the dinim of a Nairo who's in between the stage of a Ketana and a Gdoilo. A Gdoilo where she's Bechlal Mat Bershus Aviyo. A Ketana where she's completely in Bershus Aviyo. Nairo is something in between. There are dinim, there's the dinim of a Znus that's there, the unique dinim of if she's an Eishes Ish and she's Mizana as a Naira Hamoroso. That we're going to have later on the perek. Right now, we're going to deal with the din of a Naira Shinispatito. It's going to be a continuation of a lot of the dinim that we had in the second half of the third perek. Naira Shinispatito, if she's a Naira and she was Nispatito, the Pitui, Boshto Pgomo Knoso Shaloviho. So we discussed in the last perek. The Torah says that Oynisu Mufate has to pay to the father. So the Torah says clearly it's to the father. There's a gevissa yitzia mishusa. She could be a yisoyma. And she doesn't have a father. And then the knas could go to her. We discussed that there's a chilukim between the oynis and the mefatah in that case. We had in the last parak. So over here the Mishnah gives the breakdown insofar as the schusim to the father is concerned. Boshto, pogomo, knosa, shalavia. Remember that there are three schusim that are coming, that are nitin litvoya by a mufuta, boishes begam, as well as the knas, which is the chamishim kesef, all three by an anusa, by a mufuta, and vehatzar batfusa, the santa loshna mishnah, tfusa is miloshna apostle, vitofsa oisa, that he grabbed her, was by force. Here the Torah doesn't, the mishnah doesn't call it an oinis, which is loshna mishnah, calls it a tfusa. There's tsar betfusa, which is a din that we had in the previous perek, that tsar is only shaykh by oynis, not by mefata. Now, there's an interesting discussion over here. The Ravid in Hasogis, in Hilchas Naira, and it's also brought in the Torah, is that tsar is takan not shaykh. The Mishnah is just saying there's three and four by oynis. It doesn't say there's a difference like Gabi that it goes lovia. The Ravid says, no, tsar can't go lovia because the marshal of Naira was injured, we'll have later on Mitzvah Shem Perek Mitzvah So Isha, that the damages that are shaykh to her could be Meshach Shaykhi to the father. But not the Tsar. Tsar de Gufa he. Yasala Skula, Tsar de Gufa he. So the Ravid says the same is true over here by the Tsar of Oynis Umafat that also goes to her, which is Kenega the Pasha of the Mishnah. The other Rishayim understand that the way. Rashi, the Rambam, the Ran, the Rav over here in the Mishnah says also all four of these things go to the father. And you have to understand the Mishnah says that Tsayri de Gufa is different than Boishes Ubegam in the sense of a Chavola. What's the difference in that and by Oynes Umavata? Oynes Umavata also, these Chiyuvim are Lechayr independent Chiyuvim. They're not part of Pashas Oynes Umavata. Why do they go to the father? So you have to say, the way the Rishayim says, Shaini tzar da'inus umafata kima shal biyode shal av l'tzar b'tzar zeh. The reason why the father gets boishu v'ga'am, because he boim os lola menum lomu kashchid. So the same thing is true, the father's the one who can marry her off, so she's subject to this tzaira de gufa of being nenso, so mamela, that's his chus. So the Mishnah is just saying that it goes to the father. The Tosefta's dvar over here, that we haven't had till now, is also really related to the last Mishnah. If the Amida Bedin, which means Edim come to Bezdin, and Edim say Edus, and the Tvi is there, it doesn't mean that Bezdin paskin yet, but it means Amda Bedin. If the Hamada Bedin took place while the father was still alive, then the din is that the father is Zoiche in the Tvi, which is being teveh the potential oinus umafata, harei in shalav. And therefore, meisoav, if the father dies, so it's a choiv, like any other choiv, and it goes over to his yorshin, harei in shalachim. Her brothers are yorshit because this was a schus moment that their father had. The point of the Mishnah over here is the point that we learned in the last few Mishnayis of the third perek, that there's a fundamental chil between knas and moment. Chiyuve moment or chal, as soon as the maisa mazik, the maisa amachayev, maisa mechira, maisa alvo, whatever it is, took place. I, Bezdin, only found the guilty party and they all later on, it doesn't make a difference. The chiv is there. As soon as Reuven throws a rock through Shimon's window, he's chayv. It doesn't make a difference that the case wasn't proven in Bezdin until a month or two or three or 10 years later. What's the difference? The chiv was there, the shibud nechasim on the chayv is chal earlier. The chayv is a chayv. Over here, however, by knas, we explain that knas is only chal as an existing chiv when Bezdin brings the case to Bezdin, when Bezdin is done on the case. That means Edim come to Bezdin and they're made on a maisa that happened. Edim are made on the uvda. Bezdin takes that information and Bezdin processes that information and they turn it into a chiv mama. But it's a ganze chalois that's chal al yidei the psak of Bezdin. It could be, I mean, the way the Ktzai says it is until Hamod Bedin means until the psak of the Bezdin, there's still a din that if they come in rushing and they moide b'knas, the moide b'knas patters them from the chiv. Maybe the Hamod Bedin over here means the chiv in Bezdin, or you could say that Hamod Bedin is also enough because that's when the case was processed. That's when it turns into that Bezdin, once they're makabel the edus, and the tree is put down on the table in Bezdin, at this point, Bezdin is dining whether it's a chiv moment. Bezdin heard the case. They heard the mitzvahs, they were kabbal the edus, and now when Bezdin imposes it, it's not the pshat they're imposing a punishment on the ma'anis. The punishment creates a chayvas moment. As soon as Bezdin weighs in and paskins his hamod b'din, Bezdin creates a chayvas moment. So if the weighing in, if the hamod b'din, or even the psak was before the father died, there it's a chayvas moment, and that chayvas moment, he can be marish the same way if a person has IOUs in his possession, he's merged them to his children. The children will go to his debtors and they'll collect the chayvis. So the same thing is true. So the father has an IOU, the father has a chayv that was processed in Bezdin. Masha'en Cain, if the outstanding case didn't come to Bezdin yet, and there's no Hamad Bedin yet, so what is it? It's a uvda that somebody did an Aveiru, and that Aveiru is mechayiv him an oinish, a knas. The father is the one who has the schus in the knas that's coming mikoyach, the injury to his daughter. The sons don't have that. B'loshen Chazal, ein odom meirish knas lebonov. A person's not meirish, a person's meirish chiyuvim to his children. He's meirish dine momen, schus e momen. He's not meirish the name of being the avi abbas. His brother, her brothers, his children, are not the avi abbas. So what does he want to be merged to them? That they now have a din to be zoiche in knosas achoisam? They also don't have a schus to marry a roof, right? At least mit der Reise. So mele, you know, the merged knas lebonim, that can't be given over. The same thing would be true by Gneva, by the way. So here the Mishnah says, lo hispiko lamed bedin at shemeso av, if the hamod bedin was only after the father died, harein shalatzmo. The fact that the maisa was done and Bezdin creates a chalois chiyuv to be mechayiv, a chiyuv is chal, but the chiyuv is chal to whom? To who the nizik was? Who's the nenser? Who's the nispata? She. Her father no longer is here, so her father can't be merged the title of the wrong party to the brothers. That's the din of the Mishnah. Om David Dinach Lebogra, the Mishnah comes now with a new angle. What happens if the maisa was done, she's a naira, and the father should be the one being zoiche b'schuse bitoy, the three by Mefata and the four by Oynis, but before the Hamad Bedin, while it's still in the potential Knas Oynish state, she's Bogra. If she was not a Bages, Om the Bedin Ad Shaloi Bogra, Arein Shalav. Even though now the claim is a Choyves moment that's coming to the father rather didn't get around to going to collections and being Goyve from the Nechosim of the Oynis and Mefata, until years later. It doesn't make a difference. It's his chayves moment. Like, as if he had a grocery store and somebody had a bill, somebody ran up a bill. It takes him a few years to collect. So what? Mei so'av, fashtetza karein shalach, it's a chayves moment. However, lo yispik alamed binan shebogro, the same idea where now it's only in the potential stage. And it's only a tvias oynish, a tvias aveiro, but didn't yet turn into a chayves moment. Hare hein shel atzmo. Reb Shimon Oimer comes along the Elegatani Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon is most of his knech. Im lo yispika likvois at shemei so'av, it's not tali in shas hamad b'din. When does this turn into moment? It only turns into moment not when there's an outstanding claim that was processed by Bezin, only when it's collected. So therefore, if the father was good, if the father didn't get around to being goyvit, it still has a din of knas. And therefore, arein shalatzma. When does it go to the bonim? Only if it's money that's already biyad ho'al. Now, the truth of the matter is that the etzim dinim over here, the discussion about ein adam meirish knas lebonov, l'chayru would be true, like we said on gneva, that if there's an outstanding claim and there's hamadu b'din already, so then a person could be meirish lebonov, hein gneva, and hein the keren and hein the kefil. And l'chayru ein adam meirish knas lebonov would mean that if the claim is outstanding, then he's not meirish anything to his children. He's meirish the keren, but not the kefil. There's not a din that's unique over here. The Gemara's miskasha from Bryce is exactly what Sheet Reb Shimon is. The Gemara says that Reb Shimon is masking to that to miyosoid. Reb Shimon argues over here that this knas will not be defined as momin even after the Amad Bedin, because over here the Torah says v'nosan lavi anayra. The Torah is memayit that the schia in knas, the schias ha'av, is only b'shas nesina. That means be'etzem the schus over here. Who's the victim? The victim is her. Be'etzem she should be the zoicha. So even after Amad Bedin, that's the schus momin. Be'etzem that schus momin shaykh to her. The Torah says when she collects, he's collecting for her, or he's collecting, he has her yad to collect this chus. The father has his right to collect this chus. When is that? When he collects it. So until then, all it is chus. Ain't the Moirish Knas Labonov. Person can't be Moirish chusim to be an Avi Habas to his sons. He's only Moirish money or chayvis that he has. But over here, the chayv is not a chayv that he has his chus to until it's collected. So Reb Shimon is really arguing over here. The Gemara says it dramatically. Rabbi Reb Yosef had a mutshirai on this sugya for 22 years. Rashi says Reb Yosef was the Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. Was Rosh Hashiva for 22 years until Reb Yosef became the Rosh Masifta, became the God Ladoi, to work out the Gedorim with the Mishnah and the Braises. That's Shit Reb Shimon. The truth of the matter is that what we just said is also not so poshut. There's a lot of stirus. There's a long Tosfos by us in the beginning of the fourth parak. And a Tosfos in Merubah. Remember that you should have the same discussion. Could a father be Moirish? A person that had his cow stolen, and it was stolen. There's a chi of Karen with a chi of Kefil, Dal Vehei. And our mother of Din is always only later. The way we just described our Din, the father, the victim, should not be father. He's not a father. He's the Nignav. Should not be able to be Moirish the schus that he has in the cow to get the kefil dal vehei, the knosis, because it's not momen, it's only the schus. He shouldn't be able to be married that to his children. Actually, a lot of Rishonim hold not that way. So there's one shita that holds, the way we just described the Mishnah would be true even klape gneva and keren vekefil. Kefil dal vehei. Others hold that no. When a person owns the cow, so he was married to his children when he died, that they're now the owner of the father's nechos, and they're now the toivim on the behemoth that was stolen. The behemoth is something that the father does ash. Now, it happens to be the behemoth was shechted, it was stolen, it was shechted. The behemoth's not here anymore, it was eaten up. But since the behemoth b'chayov is something that would be merged to the sons, the schus tvia on the theft of the behemoth that was done last year is also something the father's merged to his children. So over there you don't have the problem. Where do you have the problem? Over here the father's not merged his daughter to his sons. Daughter is not property. A father has schus al tzedin av. When he dies, that din is finished. So what's he meirish? He's meirish the schus momen. It didn't turn to a schus momen yet. It's before our mother we did. The schus in the daughter that they're the teveya on the assault on their sister. Person not meirish his daughter to his sons. Ain't other meirish knas bitoy lebonov. And there's one variation. There's another shtickel from a ritva on this. But this is the few shittas that are in the Rishonim on this din. There's another very important machlokes Rishonim here. And this is again Mamish Pshat in the Mishnah. We just read that these dinim, Omda b'din ad shalo meiso av, hare hein shalav. What's hein? Hein is a Lashon Rabbah. Normal, what is going on is the first line of the Mishnah. Nairishin, Spato, Boshto, Begomo, Knosso, Shalavir, Vatzabitvu. So all three or four are Meshach, Shaychi, and they're only Giyarshind by the father to his sons only when they was after Amad Bedin. There's only one little problem. We learned the Mishnah at the end of the third parak The Hagdor of Knas, that it's Chal, Asher Yashir Nelikim, the Din of Moed of Knas, is only by Knas. Nothing to do with Boishes of Gam Utsar. So Lechor, the Boishes of Gam Utsar should definitely be a Schus moment that the father already has before that Moed of Din. So Rashi asks this Kasha, and Rashi says, Ein Hakenami. The word Hain over here, Hari Hain Shalav, just means the Knas of Oynis Umefata. Not all four things that are listed off. The other three are Meshach Shaychi to the father, and he's Meirish Labanov, their regular mom. Lamaisa, the Shita of Taisus and the Shita of Ramam is not the way. The Mishnah says, Hare Hain Shalov. It's Mashma Hain going on all four dinim. So they have a Chiddush. They explain like this. Lamaisa, this Baishat of Agam, even though we're saying that's not Mamish the din of Knas, it's not so simple. The Gemara learns it out on Daf Lamed Ches from a Posuk, Daf Lamed Gimel, I'm sorry. The Posuk says, Tachas Asha'ino. So the Gemara says that he has to pay Chamishim Shekel, Lavia Naira. Tachas Asha'ino is Marbe, also a payment for that he fapainiked her, which is the Baishis, the Begam. That's not just Stam the Knas, that's the actual damages, which are Momin. But since the Torah put it in the Pasuk of Knas, what we see is that these are not automatically the father's Tvir, Stam. They're the father's Tvir in the Parsha of Aynes Umafata. And they have to go together with the schusim of the father. If the father doesn't have that schusim because he died, they're only the father's mumin after Hamad Abedin, before that not. They only go to the father when the knas, which we're explaining why it only goes to the father by Hamad Abedin, so the other dinim only go with it, which really means to say that it's not the pshat, even though we said svaris, why these go to the father, because that's not an automatic. It's only in the context of the father being a man da'omeh, because the Torah said v'noslav, and that is those go as well to the father. So that is the shit that tastes in the Rambam. And I said most of the Rishonim hold like Rashi. Svara, taka makes sense. There's another important machlokes Rishonim over here, and that is, what would be, right, we're saying the father dies, so it goes la'atzma. By a mufuta, there's something to think about. We had previously in the Mishnah before, that a mufuta, betzim, she's a willing accomplice. She shouldn't have a tvi on him. She was masking. She went along with it. Novos, the father is a tevea. Since it's his daughter that was damaged, he has a right as a tevea to be tevea the mufata, but not her. So what happens when the father dies? L'chari, you could say that by a nenso, so now harein shalatzma. But you can't say that by a mufuta. What rights does she have? So that's what the Ramban says, but even where it's not a ma'isa mazik, klape her. Aben Rambam, other Rishen, Buki Yosef, the Ritva, Taisir Rosh says, they say it's as I state in Yerushalmi, they bring that since Bishas Pitui, the Mazik was the father, the potential Teveh was the father, you can't say that it's not a Maisa Mazik. It was a Maisa Mazik because there's a Teveh here called the father, Klapiyev, it's a Maisa Mazik. So now once it's defined as a Maisa Mazik, she was never Meichel. It's just that if it would have been done to her, if she's a Yisoyma, if she's Kiviyochel, she's the Teveh, what type of Teveh are you if you're a willing accomplice? But if the Teveh is the father, then it stays in Maisa Mazik, and now she yarshins the schus on the hezik that was done to her, the tvia that from the father, despite the fact that kishalatzmi she wouldn't have a tvia. Chiddush of the Rishonim. Now the Mishnah has a hemshich, which is a continuation of this idea, but the etzim dinim that are discussed here are really later on in a few Mishnahs from now. So we're going to leave over the etzim dinim for Mishnah Dalit, but just be yachas to what the Mishnah says by us, we'll explain it. Over there we'll see the definition and the why. Chazal were mitakin, that Aktana, Naira, Maisiodel, Umitziosa go to her father. That being said, what the Mishnah says over here is that the schus that the father has in the Maisiodaim and the Mitzio of his daughter, Afal Pisha Loi Govso. Even though there was no Gvir, not only no Gvir, there's no Hamad Abedin Bechlal. A daughter worked, and the father's supposed to get her wages, and the salary wasn't yet paid, and she died. It belongs to the father. She was Nizbagra, it belongs to the father. She got married, it belongs to the father. The etzim paycheck doesn't have to be money biyoda. The etzim chayvas mamon is the father's chayvas mamon. The same as bimetzia. She picked it up before the father even got it from her. She was zeicher, the pshat, she's zeicher for the father. Therefore, it's a davar pashut that may so'av harei hein shalachin, because it's mamash eschus mamon, it's a kinyan mamon, it's a schus mamon, so that avada goes to the brothers. That stands in contrast to the knas, the way we just discussed it. By the way, one din that's not mavur in the Mishnah is this potential schus that the father has, but that before Hamad Bedin is not his, and that's why he's not Mayush Lubonov. The same idea would be true if the daughter got married. She's a Naira, and she was Mekabel Kedushin from somebody. So with that, she's Yotzim Meshusoav, so now the schusim go to her. That's Pashut in the Gemara there, before Hamad Bedin. Or according to Rav Shimon, before the Nesina, that also would go to her.